Okay, tonight is Monday night, December 19th, or 20th day of the month of Kislev. This is the Gemara Shir, Moed Katan, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. We're on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet. Start again at the first wide line where the Mishnah, the Gemara says it's the middle of a Braisa. Yeser Al Kain Omar Rav Menachem Gamliel. The Gemara had quoted a lengthy Braisa to support Rav Shisha's opinion, who stated that there is a fundamental difference between working on Cholosho Moed versus working on Avelos. Cholosho Moed, there are leniencies which we can take advantage. However, Avelos in Avel is prohibited to engage in any type of Malacha. That was Rav Shisha's opinion. And the Gemara now, about 10 lines into the Gemara, is citing a Braisa to support Rav Shisha's opinion. The text of the Braisa reads, Elu Devarim Ha'osin Le'Avel Bimei Evlo. These are the type of activities which you are permitted to do on behalf of an Avel. So the inference is quite clear. You're only allowed to do it on behalf of an Avel, but an Avel himself or herself is not permitted to engage in these activities. And the Gemara gives, the Braisa gives several illustrations. Ha'azeis ha'fuchin, to'ano, v'kado lo'guf, u'pishtono la'alos min ha'mishra. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're even permitted to plant his field. And the Chachamim disagreed. And the final statement was, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, zeis ha'fuchin ve'ein sham el uman elohu, Kado laguf ve'enshon uman elohu pishtano lahalos min hamishra v'tzimro lahalos min hayore ve'enshon uman elohu hareze yase b'tzina. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, if there's nobody else who can do it, who can engage in these activities, namely to take the flax out of the mishra or to squeeze the olives appropriately, or to make a plug for the barrel of the olives, then he's allowed to do it b'tzina. That's what Rab Shimon Gamliel said. And now Rab Shimon Gamliel is saying, yes, sir, al kain omar Rab Shimon Gamliel. Im haya uman l'rabon l'rabim, or sapar ubalan l'rabim vehegia eis haregel, Ve'ein sham elohu hareze ya'aseh. If there is no one else to do it, as the Yom Tov approaches, and people need the bathhouse, and people need a scribe, or whoever it is, or a barber, under those circumstances, the Ovel is permitted to do it on behalf of Tzorchei Rabbi. But there is a machloikis rishonim as to what, under what circumstances we allow the Avel to do it. Rashi, take a look at Rashi. B'dibur ha-maschil v'higia is ha-regel. Take a look at the Rashi. It's the second wide line of the Rashi. V'higia is ha-regel. Shehakol tzrichin lo hareze ya'aseh. Everybody needs the bathhouse. Everybody needs the barber. Why? Kevon de islei pseida ve'ikonami tzorech rabim. Two things are absolutely required in order to allow the avel to do things during avelos, which is close to Yom Tov. Number one, There will be pseida, financial loss to the avel. Number two, everybody needs him because it's close to Yom Tov. That's the way Rashi learns. And it's a little difficult to understand why there will be pseida, financial loss, to an avel if he doesn't work in the bathhouse. Most Rishonim understand that if you don't do work in the future, it's going to help you with minias harevach. It will avoid potential financial gain. But it's hard to understand how there will be financial loss, pseida, under those circumstances. And most Rishonim say that if there is tzorech rabim, we allow you to engage in harvachas revach, in potential profit. No, but every time they come and they pay you the fee, that's potential profit which you're going to avoid, which you're going to lose if you don't open up during your avelis. But we allow it because it's tzorech rabim. Rashi seems to say that the only time that we will allow you to open up is if what? Ikonami pseida. In what way is there financial loss based on the definitions which we defined last week? What is considered financial loss? If it's under your control right now. The potential earnings that you will have by opening up are not currently under your control. That's why it's harvachas mamon, it's harvacha, it's potential profit by opening up, by giving somebody else a haircut. That's potential profit, I understand that. But it's not pseida, yeah.
So you might argue in certain circumstances, even those who say the future earnings is not pseida, this type of case it might be. Because the analogy would be, it's not exact, but the guy who sells umbrellas needs to sell it while it's raining. So the point is, people go to the bathhouse before Yontif, and once Yontif passes, there's no more opportunity. So they're not going to go. The opportunity is lost. As opposed to when you have merchandise in your store, you sell it tomorrow, sell it another time. I mean, the Chachamim do agree, if you have produce that's going to spoil and you can't sell it, that's Malkum Seder, they allow you to sell it. So that might be why Rashi's looking at it.
Okay, so it's the season that dictates, you know, even though it's not technically that profit is not under your jurisdiction now, it's not the item, but the season dictates that if you don't do it now, they're going somewhere else. But the problem is, the Gemara, Rabbi Yishim Gamliel says they can't go anywhere else. Why? Ain't Shomelahu. He's the only barber in town.
No, but it's not potential profit. He's guaranteed customers. There's a tzorach right now. He's guaranteed the customers. It's not a potential profit. He's got customers right now waiting.
Okay, so it's a definite financial loss.
Correct.
But it's not pseida if you define pseida as having something in your pocket now, and if you don't engage, you're going to lose it. I hear what everybody's saying. But Rashi made a whole big deal of saying the ikar pseida. And all other Rishonim say, that's not true. There's no pseida here. There is lack of harvachas revach. And we've been talking all along that there is a critical difference between a pseida and harvachas revach. Harvachas revach we may prohibit, if that's the only issue. But pseida we will allow. Yeah.
Do I need to be the pseida for tzorchei rabim?
That's another question. All Rishonim say that the matir is tzorchei rabim, not pseida. Who cares if there's no pseida to him? We're going to allow you to open up anyhow. Because the service that you provide to the community is something which Chachamim feel is critical on your Erev Yantif. We're dealing about a couple of days before Yantif. We want people to go to the bathhouse. We want people to take a haircut. That's why we're going to allow it. Not because of your own financial loss. Who cares? There's no financial loss. You're a millionaire. Who cares?
Is that Rashi's definition of pseida?
Yes. I'm not 100% sure, but that seems to be the operating definition. But Rashi made a point of saying There are two things. Ika pseida, and it's tzorich rabbi. Almost all other Rishonim say we don't need both. Once it's tzorich rabbi, you don't have to have, it's automatically mutter. It's automatically mutter. That's automatically mutter.
Is he cutting in his regular store, or you got to do it privately? You know, he's obviously cutting for a lot of people.
No, it doesn't say that you have to do it b'tzina.
Is that what the end of that Rashi is? Below Garsin and Hacha b'tzina?
What?
That's what the end of that
Rashi is. Below Garsin and Hacha b'tzina, the Harabim who.
So someone must have had that.
Somebody must have had that in the text, and Rashi says, Loi Garsina.
Right, okay.
Because once you're dealing with Tzorich Rabbim, it's no longer b'tzina.
Right.
You know, everybody knows about it, everybody knows you're doing it. Right. What is that? Yeah. That's point number one.
Is there a difference between Seda, Seda, Seda? He uses that Russian couple.
Yeah, couple sometimes there is. Sometimes there is. Here he didn't. He just said, Kaven the Islape Seda. The Ikonami Tzorich Rabbah. You know, the inference from Rashi is that if there was no huge financial loss, I would not have allowed it, even if it's Tzorich Rabbah. And that's a little difficult. Continues the Braisa. For Arisin, the Hachakirin, the Hakablonin, Hare'elu Ya'asu Acherin Bishvilon. Arisin, Chakirin, and Kablanin, they can do Malacha Bishvilan. So here again we have a Machloikis between Rashi and the majority of Rishonim, and in this case the majority of Rishonim's spokesman is the Rush, who vigorously argues with Rashi. Rashi is of the opinion that this case is talking about, first let me define the terms. An Oris is a worker in a field who is paid some of the produce of the land is given to him. That's an Oris. He's a worker who's paid based on some of the produce. A Chocher is somebody who works in the field, and it's the opposite. He pays the landlord a percentage of the crops for the right to work his field. So it's my field, and you work in the field, and you pay me X percent to enable me to work. So if you have
what's a kablan,
and a kablan is where the owner pays me a fixed percentage, pays me, the worker, a fixed percentage. Very similar to an Oris. Very similar to an Oris. So let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Ho arisin mekable hasados lishonim. Somebody who accepts a field to work it for a certain percentage. Lishlish, ulerevia. A third of the produce belongs to him. A quarter of the produce belongs to him. And hachakirim are shekibel lishmira ula avda lishum kach v'kach korin aninosein l'chal mimena. It's somebody who guards the field and works the field, and in return for that opportunity, he gives the owner X percentage, a certain percentage of the crops. The hakablanim shekiblo l'shomra lizman ploni b'schum kach v'kach bein yeharbe o me'at. Whether or not there is what? A good produce or not, he is obligating himself to pay X number of dollars. Whereas the chocher gives a percentage of what? Of the crop. But if the crop doesn't exist, or it's a poor crop, then the owner suffers. If the relationship is kablanut, he doesn't suffer at all. because he is obligated to pay X number of dollars in return, whether or not there is a good crop or not. Now, the question is, now, this is not just talking about Stam Arisus or Chaher, we're talking about the continuation of our Brisa. Somebody is in Avel. Who is the Avel in these circumstances? So Rashi is of the opinion that the Oris is the Avel. Or Oris, the Chocher, is the Avel. What?
Or the
Kablan is the Avel. That's how Rashi learns. So what's happening here? I negotiate, somebody negotiates an Arisus with the owner, and then he becomes an Avel. The Oris becomes an Avel. So according to this Braisa, the Oris and the Chocher and the Kablan, Hare Elu Ya'asu Acherim Bishvilan. Who is allowed to, according to the text of this Braisa, what is the text of the Braisa? Hare Elu Ya'asu Acherim Bishvilan. So what is... The Ovel is not permitted to do the Malacha, but somebody else is allowed to do the Malacha on their behalf. That's how Rashi learns. Hare Elu Ya'asu La'acherim. Somebody else is permitted to engage in doing the Malacha on behalf of the Ovel, the Ores. Or behalf of the Ovel, the Choche. That's the way Rashi learns.
So is this something we haven't had in this price already?
Yes.
We have not had this in the price. It's not similar enough to the prior cases that
it should be similar, but we'll see exactly what the unique cases are. The Ritva says that the correct girsa is not the way Rashi has it, but it is Ho arisin lo, v'hamuchkorin lo, which means that what?
Can.
That these people,
the Ovel is the owner of the field.
Exactly. The Ovel is the owner of the field, and now the question is, can the Oris work for the Ovel during his Avelus? Can they work for him? But he's not working at all. He can't work at all. And we'll see inside how the Rush will question Rashi on two points. On two points of way is interpretation.
You said the Ritva. You meant to say the Rush?
No. The Ritva and the Rush. No. Both of them. Almost everybody. And the question... Now, if according to Rashi, the Oris is the Ovel, you can't read the Girsa Hare Elu Ya'asu Acherim Bishvilan. Hare Elu Ya. What Rashi? Let's read the Rashi inside, then I'll explain it. So you have an Oris. The Oris is the Ovel. Hare Elu Ya'asu Acherim Bishvilon. Which means that...
Who is the Elu?
The workers can get other people to work for them.
Right. The workers can get other workers to work for them. These three cases, the workers can get other workers to work for them. But they are the mourners.
Right.
But they should not do the...
They can't work themselves.
They can't work themselves.
How does that fit? Hare Elu, these, the Aris and the Mechakirin and the Kablan, Yasu
should get achirim.
Yeah,
to
the
work
word
for
yasu
them.
Means to enlist others
to work for them.
Bishvilan. On their behalf. That's the way Rashi reads it.
That's not so.
It's not a smooth reading at all. It's not a smooth reading. And the question would be as follows. Why is it that the Avel should be permitted to get somebody to work for him? Why is it that the Avel should be permitted to get somebody to work for him? Why? So that the landlord, the Balabayas, the Bal Hasadeh, doesn't lose any money. Doesn't lose any money. That's the simple reading. The Avel is permitted to get somebody to work for him so that at the Balabayas, who's promised X number of dollars or X number of crops, if it's not going to be worked, there's going to be a reduction in the crops.
The Avel's going to lose too.
Okay, but we're not worried about the Avil right now. We're worried about primarily the Balabayas. And because an Avil has to suffer financial losses during, he's not allowed to work during the Avelis. But he can't be responsible for what? Somebody else's financial loss. So we will get someone else to work to avoid the financial loss of the Bal Hasadeh. That's the way everyone understands Rashi. That's why Ya'asu Acherim Bishvilo. Bishvilo asks the Rush. When a Chocher makes an arrangement, the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Kuf Dalet Omer Aleph tells us that once a Chocher agrees to X amount of percentage from the field, whether or not the land produces or does not produce, the Chocher is obligated to compensate the Bal Hasadeh. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Kuf Dalet, says that in a Chakirus arrangement, under all circumstances, the Chocher is obligated to provide the percentage that has been agreed upon between himself and the Bal Hasadeh, the owner of the field. So whether or not the field is worked and produces produce, or the field is worked or not worked, under all circumstances, who's guaranteed his percentage? The Bal Hasadeh.
But if the person's percentage, is it a fixed amount of percentage?
It's a fixed percentage.
If it doesn't work,
even if it doesn't, and it doesn't work, it is now the responsibility of the Chocher to go to the market and buy fruits commensurate with that percentage.
Now the Chocher is a fixed quantity. He always is the percentage.
Correct. A fixed, whatever the quantity is. It's not a percentage, you're right.
Right.
The fixed quantity.
If he owns 10 bushels, he has to go buy 10.
Correct. Bushels. So why would we allow the Avel to hire...
Because of his Avelus,
why should we allow what? The
Why
should we get him help? He's getting what?
No, he took that risk when he signed the contract. He had to deliver 10 bushels regardless.
And he's going to have to pay it.
Right.
So will there be any financial loss to the Bal Hasadeh? No. So why should we allow the Avel to hire work, to have somebody work for him during his Avelus, when just to avoid the financial... There's not going to be any financial loss to the Bal Hasadeh. He's going to get paid exactly what was negotiated under all circumstances, even if nothing grows on this field. That's the question, which the Rush asks. That the Bal Hasadeh is always guaranteed his investment, his deal, whether the field produces or does not produce. And therefore, I don't see any reason why anybody should be working for whom? For the Avel. That's number one. It's number one. Question number one, which he asks. Yeah.
But if the Avel is obligated and the field doesn't produce, isn't the Avel going to lose?
The Avel is going to lose. We don't care. We don't particularly care about that. It's the question is, can you work for the Avel or not? Rashi sets it up that since the chocher is the avel, we have to allow someone else to work for him during his avelus to prevent financial loss for the Baal HaSadeh. Not to prevent his loss.
Why is it preventing a loss for him? I don't understand.
What?
I thought we
said... Rav Shesha says an avel is never permitted to do melacha on... during Avelus.
That's the avel. We're not talking about getting somebody to do it for him.
Good. That's, but he, it's, why would I allow him to? Well, I'll show you.
He said right before, it said Elo Devarim HaOsel Avel. You're allowed to do things if it's going to be a loss for the guy.
For who?
For the avel.
Right.
So I understand. Well, so here we're talking about all of a sudden we're talking about these other people who have to work, who are going to experience a loss because they're working land in one way or the other.
Right.
And so all of a sudden now they're an avel, so they can't work it. Now their deal is in jeopardy. Whatever the work they were going to do, they can't do, and there's going to be loss. And so they're saying you can have somebody else work for them, do their work for them in their place, because otherwise the whole thing's going to fall through. If they miss a week of work in the field, their whole deal is going to fall through. They're going to have to pay the...
What whole deal is going to fall through?
Because they're working this, they're working some guy's land.
Why? No, the landowner's not going to be upset that nothing's going through. He's guaranteed to get paid no matter what.
So why is it worse?
He's guaranteed...
We're trying to save the olives lost.
Why is it worse than the olives? Why is it worse than the olives already in the press?
Yeah.
Why is it different than that?
He's paying a fixed amount, and he's not...
Harvesting,
he's going to be... There's a chisor and kiss, because he's paying the Baal HaSadeh anyway. That's the point.
Right.
That he's trying to make. That in the case of a choker and a kablan, where it's a fixed amount, if he's not working the field, he has to pay anyway, so he's a chisor and kiss.
Right.
For the avel.
So that's why we're going to allow somebody else to do it.
What's wrong with Rashi's question? The issue was that his partner loses. What's the Rashi's question?
Right, how's it different than the case of the Mishnah?
Art school seems to have a little bit different take.
Yeah, absolutely. It says chokir a completely different way.
He interprets it differently.
How does he do it?
He says a chokir is charged a fixed rental for the use of the land. If the fixed produce exactly equals the rental, then the owner receives it all. But if it does not produce even that amount, the tenant is not obligated to supplement it from elsewhere.
By Mukhkarin, he's not obligated?
He's not obligated to supplement it from elsewhere. So then if he can't work, the Baal HaSadeh actually loses because he's not obligated to supplement.
So look at the first sheet. I'm just reading the rush, but I hear what you're saying. Let's just read it. Maybe we'll become illuminated by reading it inside. It's on page 1. In the middle, about 6-7 lines. Into the rush. Umashma, according to Rashi, v'cholze pirish Rashi, umashma de garcina bereisha, to ha'arisim hare elu ya'asu al yedei acherim. That's the way Rashi understood it.
Where is this?
Ubishum sefer lo nimtza kach. In no text, says the Rush, does the Girsa actually read Ya'asu al Yedei Acherim.
Could you tell us again what it is?
Yes. In the Rush, the Gimel, I bracketed the Gimel. The Gimel in the Rush. I'm sorry. 6-7 lines into the Rush. Into the Gimel.
All right.
In fact, you know what? Let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the beginning of the Gimel. Ho arisin v'hachakirin v'kablonos. Perush Rashi. Im elu shekiblu hasodeh. Those who received the field. These are in aris. Iru evel. They themselves became avelim. Hare elu ya'asu al yudei shliach. They shall what? Engage in working the field on their behalf through an agent, somebody else. Shahamalacha shalacherim hi. Umishum pseido deba'alim sharina lehu. Because of the potential financial loss of the owner of the field, we allow the oris, the avel, to hire somebody in his stead. The arisin v'kablanin kishe'enon osin melacha b'karka ikop seida debaila. There's going to be what?
Where did this part? I don't know. Where did Rush get this part of Mishum Pseidu Ba'alim? That we're talking about the loss of the person who owns the field.
Because we don't care about the Pseidu of the Avel.
Yes, we do. We just said on the other page, we just said that it says, Eilad Barma Osun La'Avel B'me'Avel Evlo, that there are things we do for an Evlo, for an Avel, if he's going to lose money during his Bailus period. You are able to do all these things for him. Why are we throwing that away? I don't understand where the Rush got the Mishum Pseidu Ba'alim. I don't see it anywhere in Rashi. Okay,
so then it would be very simple.
Continue reading the Rush. Continue reading.
Yeah. And also, yeah, there is a different...
We continue reading. Kishe'enem osim alocha b'karka.
Iko Pseidu Ba'alim.
But it says Umishum Pseidu Ba'alim. And he's saying it's because of Ba'alim.
There is...
The economic Pseidu Ba'alim.
Right.
It's both.
One second. V'chocher nami, kevin de lo yohav ela migufa da'ara, the chocher, who only pays based on what? Based on the produce of the land... E movir velo of it, if he's not going to work, ikop pseidom lebalim veikonami pseidom ledide. They're both going to lose. He's not going to get his produce, and the chocher is going to have to do what?
The
baal's going to lose his percentage. Hilkach osin. Therefore, we are permitted to do the malacha on his behalf.
You know where the Rush
is? On his behalf.
The Rush gets it because the way the Rashi reads on Rei Yalei Yasu Acharim Bishvin Lun. In the text of the Gemara, Bishvin Lun, who are we doing the work for?
On their behalf.
Their behalf. So that's where the Rush is. The Rashi is learning a line like that. It doesn't have the word Harisin Lo. So that's where the Rush gets it, that we're referring only to the loss of the Avel. So that's point one. Point two. No.
The Rush
is the Baal?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm confused.
That's why I didn't understand.
Say to the Baal. Yeah. Let's just read on a couple of lines of the Rush. Hachamarim v'hagamalanim v'hasapanim, this is the next part of the Braisa, meaning, sochre chamorim gimala musvinos. If we are talking about a chamar, guy who rents out his donkey, or rents out his boat, or something like that, and again, according to Rashi, he, the avel, is renting himself out, hare elu lo yaskiru betchila. An avel, if he's during avelus, and somebody wants to rent his boat, with him as the captain, he should not do so. Lefi shahamalacha shelohen. Ve'ein adam mafsid bedavar zulasam. Nobody is losing anything under those circumstances except whom? The Avel himself. Ve'im hayu muhkarim o muskarin, hein o behemtan eitzalacherim, hare elu ya'asu hein ba'atzman, velo yafsidu kol scharan. Ubalim nami lo yafsidu. But if what? If they are muhkarim or muskarin already, and then the avelus comes about, under those circumstances, the avel is permitted to keep working. Why is the avel permitted to keep working? Why? So that he should not lose all of his wages, and the owner who rented him out will not lose the opportunity to bring his goods to the market, whatever he's doing. V'hacha loy kitani al yidei acherim. Shaharein hein atzman muskarin. Here it doesn't say that they will do something al yidei acherim, but rather who's doing the malacha itself by the chamorim and the sapanim? The avel himself. Aval arisin v'kablanin efshar lohen al yidei acherim b'avoidos karka. When it comes to an aris, the owner of the field doesn't really care who the oris is. As long as it gets done. So if I, the oris, do it, that's fine. If I can't do it for whatever reason is, I get somebody else to do it. The owner doesn't care. Because there's no great expertise in plowing the field. There's no great expertise in planting. Just do what you're supposed to do. When it comes to what? A guy who guides a ship, that's a special talent. You don't just rent the ship, but what else do you do? You rent the captain of the ship. There's expertise in those types of things. And as a result, if this sapan, this ship captain, is not available because he's an avel, he's not the owner, the guy who hired him, is not hiring somebody else so quickly. Because not everybody has his talent. And as a result, once you want to avoid the potential financial loss of the renter of the boat, then we allow the avel to do so if he became an avel in the middle of what? In the middle of the rental. While he was already working. But you are not permitted to hire an avel prior to what? If you're already an avel, you can't begin a lease or a rental agreement. You cannot do so. Only if it's in the middle. Only if it's in the middle.
According to Rashi, understanding of Rashi, the Havamin is that the avel would be too... I mean, what's the Havamin of the Gemara? Why, without the Brisa, why we think you can't do it?
Why can't you what?
According to the way Rashi understands Rashi,
right.
What's the Havamin that the Brisa is thinking that you can't do it?
You can't have somebody work for you?
Right.
Yeah, I was saying, if we already established that Novel can have a person work for him when he's going to stand the loss, in a situation where the oval not working is going to affect the complete innocent, why wouldn't you think you could have
because, so I would go back to, that's the question you asked before, I would go back to the difference between pseudo and potential gain.
The oval's not working, though, I'm saying by the fee, by the reason, like a bonim.
Right.
The oval's not working here.
Right.
What's happening to say we can't have anybody else do it for him?
Because the brisa, which allowed somebody else to do for him, is only a situation where there is guaranteed pseudo.
Under what circumstances
can you get somebody to squeeze the olives? Only if they've already been placed where? Into the maton, into that utensil.
It's a Maris Ayin issue here?
No.
What's the isser for the avel to do
it? Okay, we're going to see. I'm going to show you a Masechet Smachot. I'm going to show you that says that during Avelus, nobody is allowed to work for the avel. No one. I'll show you. It might be, some claim it's a marasayan. That if you are working for him, it's as if what?
People think he's doing it.
He's doing it, or he asked him to do it. Right. We'll see. Let's continue with the rush. V'cholze piresh rashi. Umashma de garsinen beresha de ho'arisim Hare elu ya'asu al yidei acherim. U'bishum sefer lo nimtza kach. Elo elu ya'asu. Mashma shehem ba'atzmin osin. So according to the Rush, the word ya'asu acherim doesn't exist. In which case, the Brisa is saying, Hare elu ya'asu. So what does that mean? Hare Elu Yasu? He's got to do it himself. And that's going to be impossible to allow what? The Ovel himself to do it. The Rush is never going to allow that. So what am I going to now say that the Oris, Hare Elu Yasu, the Oris should do it? Why should the Oris do it? Because who is the Ovel? The Balasada is the Ovel. Exactly. And under normal circumstances, we don't allow anybody to do any work on behalf of an avel. In these situations, we will allow it. But the way Rashi says, Hare Elu Ya'asu, because he doesn't believe the Rush that the word Acherim exists.
But it could. But if you have the gears that the Rush has, you could think it's the same thing as a Hamarim. Once you start a contract, you can continue it.
No, you can't. Only by Chamarim.
So
maybe he's saying the Arisen and the Kablanim, it's an applied contract. It's like they start, like they already started a rental for themselves.
So he will later say that by an Aris, even if he finished his job already, since people typically will always look for a situation that is, and Arisen are not necessarily unique type of crafts. So one Aris is he's an Aval, I'll get somebody else without any problem. By the Saparin, the Hamarin, I can't operate that way. Because these guys have special talents, and I don't necessarily want to hire somebody else. Hence, they're allowed to do it for me during the Avelos. During the Avelos. So now he says, Umashapiresh Rashi, V'chocher Nami, Kaven de lo yohav ela migufa, de'ara, imovir velo aviv, ikop seda de bailam. Halesa, this, says the Rush, is not true. This last statement of Rashi, that why do I allow a chocher to work on behalf of the Avel? Why? Or Rashi says the Avel himself, the chocher. Why? Because if he's not going to work, there will be pseida to the landowner. Says that's not true. The Hotana, the Tana, Beperek HaMekabel, Daf Kuf Talara, V'ba Metzia, HaMekabel Es HaSode. Vahovira shamin osa kamenihi ruuya laasos vinosein lo. That if the field is left abandoned, what do? We evaluate potentially how much fruit or grain could have been what produced from this field, and what does the chocher have to do? He has to pay it to the balasada. So the balasada is never losing a nickel, even if what. Nobody is going to be working for him during the Avelos. So why should we allow it? Asks the Rush. Umifarish b'gemara d'hai mishneh isa b'kablonus. D'i b'chachronus lo itzrach l'misne. De pshita, de kevon shi yeshlo dover kotzov l'shana chayav li'itein. Bein ya'avod, bein lo ya'avod. And so Rashi's understanding why by a chocher we allow you to work to avoid pseida de balim, says the Rush, is against the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that a chocher is entitled to his compensation whether anybody works. So why would I allow the avel bal hasadeh to get somebody else to work for him when his compensation is fully guaranteed? Fully guaranteed. Yeah,
so Rashi doesn't say it's an avel bal hasadeh. Rashi says that the chakir is the avel.
Right.
So,
Rashi said that it's to avoid pseida the bal hasadeh.
Okay, but the chakir is the avel.
I understand. He what?
The bal hasadeh is not an avel, so why should he lose?
According to whom?
According to Rashi.
Correct. Right. But he's not going to lose in any event. Why should the Avel work according to Rashi if the Bal HaSodeh is going to be compensated whether the field produces or does not produce? According to Rashi, we're allowing the Chachir himself to work.
Avel to work.
Right. Okay. Why? To protect Pseida the Bal HaSodeh.
According to Rashi, it's the Chachir Avel, someone who can work for him.
No, that's only by an Aris. No. Right, even right. All three. Somebody can work for him. Why do we allow somebody to work for him?
The Avel,
to prevent Pseida the Baal.
He's saying there is no Pseida the Baal. The way the Rush is learning.
Where does Rashi say Pseida the Baal? He doesn't say that.
That's very different.
Doesn't
from this.
Say it.
Rashi says, Ubalim Nami Lo Yafsidu. We want to make sure that the Baal doesn't lose any money.
It's the Aris himself, the worker, the Chokir himself, who's saying
Mukhkar or Muskar, and he's talking about a Mukhkar.
Yeah, he's talking about the second part.
Ubaalim, that's in the Rashi Bedibur Amaschil, Mukhkarin O Muskarin.
Right, but not the other one.
That's talking about the Chamar and the Gemoan.
What?
That's talking about the Chamar and the Gemoan.
Yeah, that follows the Gemara of the Sapanim.
Right.
That's talking about the other people.
That's what I'm saying. We started the story about the Arisim and the Prakir, and I said, where do you see Mishum? All it said was Mishvilam. It never says Seder Baal. That was my original question.
Very confusing.
I'm not sure. Don't know.
Again, I think he's summing it up. It's the same case, and that's what he says.
Here in the back, there's a second Rashi.
Yeah.
The Rashi is
pretty good.
The
two editions of Rashi. So here this Gemara has Rashi and Mikori.
Right.
He doesn't guarantee anything.
So there is no question.
That's what the Rosh has.
Right.
Our Gemaras don't have that in the front.
Okay. Thank you.
So where is that?
There's another Gerson Rashi.
It says Hef Seder the bottom.
Well, that's not Kori. Well, that's clear.
Which Rashi is that? Under which
Dibra Mosca? Which Rashi is that under?
It's called Rashi and the Kori. No,
no, what's
the Dibra Mosca?
What's Dibra Mosca?
Aris is a very long Rashi. Here, Kablanin.
Kablanin.
If
you're the one who's defining himself, which is the one I said.
But the Rosh is quoted is this Gerson. It's called Rashi Yamakura.
Okay. That's very possible. Let's just continue because he asks another question. Vigam asks the Rosh, Gam Mashapiresh, 2-3 lines later. The im haya ovel muhkar o muskar etzel echer. Shia ase hu atzmo malacha. That if he is muhkar o muskar, the ovel himself can do the malacha. Nirali the kula gedoyla. That's an incredible leniency, says the Rosh. The hafilu oni hamisparnes min hatzdaka lo yaase bitzina bitoch beso shlosha yamim harishayim. The first 3 days of Avelos, even if you are so poverty stricken that you have to sustain yourself from a public communal kitchen, the first 3 days of Avelos, you can't do any malacha even in the confines of your house, let alone in public. So how can Rashi claim that if you are an Avel who happens to be the Muhkar or the Muskar, that you can now drive your boat or take your camel in public in order to avoid financial loss for yourself and for the Baal? What do you mean for yourself? If you're an Oni Amis punishment at Stucker, they don't allow you to work at least for the first 3 days of Avelos. And therefore the Rush will say later on that it's impossible to be talking about that the Ovel is the Oris, or the Muhkar, or the Muskar. It's not the Ovel. It's always the guy who hired him is the Ovel. Question is, can we work? Can the somebody do any work for the Ovel during his Avelos? But it's not that he's working himself under any circumstances, claims the Rosh. Under any circumstances.
The Bryson never talked about that if it's an Uman and it's only him by himself, then in the first 3 days he can't do it.
That's correct. Gemara says that later on.
What? The
3 days.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Stop Chafal from the base.
The artist can work because he's not the other. So what's the big deal?
Okay, because you're not allowed to work on behalf of an other. No one is. I'll show you. Everybody's getting crazy. Let me show you the price already. Go to page number 3. Page number 3. It's black and white in the Maseches Smachot. This is Maseches Machos, Perakal Aleph, Perakei Mish Halacha Aleph. Ovel Kol Shivas Hayamim Asur La'asos Malacha. Not only him. Who? Uvanov, Uvnosov, Va'avodov, V'shivchosov, Ubehemto. Everybody. Ukeshem Shehu Asur La'asos, Kach Acherim Asurin La'asos Lo. Can't get any more explicit than that.
I disagree. We're not saying we're substituting for him, the Baal HaSada. We're not saying we're doing work that the Baal HaSada would have done.
No, but you're working on
his behalf. The Aris is doing his work that he contracted long ago to do for him.
I understand, but the Aris is working on behalf of,
but the more the Aris produces, the more he gets too.
He's not substituting.
Not if it's a muhkar or muskar. Muhkar is a fixed amount.
No, the fixed amount is
the Aris works in reverse. Everything goes to the owner, except a percentage goes to the
Aris. Right. So the more he works, the bigger the pie, his percentage gets bigger.
His percentage goes up.
And also the chakir, also, he guarantees the owner a certain amount.
Yeah.
Anything above that, he makes himself.
Right.
The kablon is the only guy. It's a salary. No matter how much he's the guy, where the more he works.
I hear. So
he's working for himself, not for the Baal HaSada.
I hear. But it says you're not allowed to do work for him. He's doing some work for the Baal HaSada. You're right, he's also doing work for himself. But he's also producing on behalf of the Baal HaSada. It's hard to argue with that Maseches Smachos.
The halacha basis, also malacha, she
Ovedes. Yeah, but what is the examples? If boatin lo esgito, that if the oil is already in the press,
we're saying work in the field. It's going to be
okay.
So I guess
there are two answers which Achroinim want to give on behalf of Rashi to defend Rashi and claim that he is the Ovel. The Ovel is the Aris, the Chocher. And that the Gemara of Metzia, notwithstanding, we can understand why he can do it. So the Bach in Yoredeya Simon Shinpei, Se'if Zion, says, and I believe I photostated that here someplace.
Wait, what about Halacha Test?
Page 1A.
What about Halacha Test?
I didn't look at Halacha Test.
Don't look at it.
So, Beso Asur.
Is that specifically in the house, not in the field?
No, you know, it means on his property. Beso Batehem, they can do Malacha. And only if he's not a Skiryon. Look at page 1A for a minute, which is the Bach. No, that's not, no, it's not it. Yeah. He quotes a Mishnah in Bava Metzia Daf Kufei Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Hamikabel soda mechavera, the ochlo chagav, grasshoppers came and what?" Ate up the whole field. O nishtifar, or there were terrible winds that blew out all the crops. Im makat medinahi. If it's makat medina, meaning what? It didn't only happen to him. It happened to the whole town. Minakelo min chachuro. What do? You reduce from what? His chachrut agreement. You discount it. Im eino makas medina, ein menakelo min chachuro. If it's not the makas medina, if it's what? Just unique to his field, then you're obligated to what? To pay whatever you agreed upon, even though there's no produce from the land. Says the Bach, that death is a galgal hachozer leolam, that's the Bach's words, and treat it like a makas medina. Everybody eventually suffers death in the family. It's not unique to this family. Everybody suffers a death in the family. So wherever there is a death in the family, if it's Makas Medina, under what happens under those circumstances? It says, Menachelo. You what? You reduce it. And as a result, will there be any... There will be no loss whatsoever. He's got to compensate.
No loss
for the Avel, but there's a loss for the Baal Bayis.
That's correct, but there's no loss for the Avel whatsoever, because he can discount whatever was produced less. And that's why Rashi says...
And therefore
Rashi says the only concern is the Baal Bayis, is the Baal HaSadeh. But the Ovel himself, we're not worried about potential gain for him, because there's not going to be any potential gain for him. He's not going to cost him a penny. Since it was something equivalent to a Makas Magefa, he is exempt from his particular contribution, and the only concern is the Baal HaBayis.
Isn't there a logic underlying the difference between the Makas Medina and not? Because part of his responsibility is to say that he's a shomer of the field as well as a worker
right.
of the field. So if it's Makas Medina, so he was not, it was beyond his ability to do anything about it. Whereas if it's the individual field, he should have been a better shomer and prevented it. I don't see how that translates us into Avelis. To one side of it or the other.
I agree with you that it's a pretty big stretch to identify Avelus of a personal family as a Makas Medina. But that's what he says. His words are that it's a Galgal HaChozer LeOlam, a circle that eventually everybody's going to what? Everybody's going to get hit by this circle. Everybody. No, and that's why it's like a universal plague. It's not just one family. Even though right now it only affects this particular family. That's how Bach tries to defend Rashi. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara that we're up to in the Braisa line 5 of the wide lines. Hachabar v'hagamalanin v'hasapan harei l'luyasu v'imhayu muhkarin o muskarin etzal acherim harei l'luyasu s'chir yom afilu b'ir acheres lo ya'aseh. Somebody who is paid daily by daily wage, such a person is not permitted to do any malacha whatsoever, even if he is in another city. So take a look at Rashi. Schir yom.
Last words on the line. It's 8 lines up.
Schir yom echad. A guy who's what? Paid a daily wage. Va'afilu be'ir acheres. Ve'ein yodin shom shehu avel. The people in the other city, they have no idea who this guy is. They have no idea he's an avel. Because Rashi's continuing that in each one of these cases, who is the avel?
The
worker himself. So he goes to another town and says, "Oh, well, what's the problem? I'm going to work." And as a result, v'leka mishum marisayin. There's nothing to worry about. That's what I would have thought, that he can work.
If it allows us to work, what difference does it make?
Okay, because if there is enormous financial loss, we would have perhaps allowed him to work. However, the problem is that if you're working in your own town, people will say you don't observe halacha. But if you work in another town, nobody knows. So I'll go there against the halacha, say that what? That I'll just hire myself out, and I'm not worried about my reputation, because my reputation is not going to be tarnished. Here, we will not allow in your own town, even if you want to, we're going to stop you. we're going to stop you from doing malacha. Why? Because of Marasayim. What will happen if people see you working? Marasayim is not, we're worried about your reputation. What are we worried about Marasayim? That somebody else will say that this activity is permissible. If they see an Ovel working, the next Ovel will say that what? I'm allowed to work also. In another town, since they don't know that you are an Ovel, that concern of Marasayim doesn't exist.
But the Schir Yom is much worse than any of the cases we've seen.
Correct.
Pretty much.
No, but everybody says, Rashi himself will say, why is it that we do not allow Schir Yom to do anything? Why? Because the halacha is Poel Yochol Lachzor Be'emtza Hayom. A Schir Yom has a right halachically to quit in the middle of the job. Since he has a right to quit in the middle of the job, and it's only one day's wage, he's not going to be losing an awful amount. And based on the fact that he enjoys the right to pull out, and the financial loss will be minimal, therefore the Chachamim were machmir and said that a Schir Yom under no circumstances is permitted to work. Whereas all of the previous cases, the Aris, the Chocher, and the Sapan, they don't work, none of these guys are Schir Yom, they're all job related, and as a result, the financial loss would be much greater, hence we make allowances, and others, according to Rashi, we allow him to work, according to Rush, we allow others to work.
So does the Rush continue now, the Afilu, the Schir Yom? Is he the Avel, or the guy who hired him is the Avel?
No, the guy who hired him is the Avel.
And how does that work then?
Why should the guy not be able to work for me if he's a Schir Yom and I'm the Avel? He's losing his whole salary.
Who?
If the according to the Rush, if the
but he's doing work for me.
But he's losing his whole salary.
That is correct. But that's the case according to the Rush. You're not allowed to do malacha based on the Masechet Smachot. You're not allowed to do malacha on behalf of an Ovel.
But he's working. But the Schir Yom is working for himself. But he's getting paid. He's only getting paid for today, right?
So that's correct.
Is that what he's doing work?
But since he's not going to be losing much, we don't care. He's allowed to quit anytime he wants, and the loss will be minimal.
So this non-Ovel guy who's working for an Ovel...
For an Ovel.
He's not allowed to.
That's correct. That's correct.
And he has to give up his day's wage.
Gives up his day's wage. It's a minimal loss.
Tell that to...
Not for a guy working day by day.
Yeah, tell the people that.
They're around, you know. They need the job more than anybody else.
Yeah.
That's very difficult.
I'm not saying it's not.
We don't paskin like that nowadays, or do we choose to ignore those halachas?
Don't ask.
we basically ignore them. Yeah.
Why do I have to invoke Marasai? Just say it's awesome.
In fact, if you want to see it black on white, go to page 4. Page 4.
Who is this?
This is the... who is this?
What does it say on the top?
No, it's... this is the Korban Nisanel, commenting on the bottom of the Rush. So... he writes two things. We're going to read Tesen Yud. Hima Ovel ba'atzmo hu muhkar o muskar eitzal acher lo ya'aseh malacha. If the Ovel himself is muhkar to someone else, he should not do malacha. Kach pasuk Rashi, kach pasuk Rashi, de lo kipeirush Rashi, de matir. Rashi allows the Ovel muhkar to do malacha.
That's how he reads the Braisa.
That's correct. V'im kein memele yafsid schoro. He's going to have to forfeit what? His wages. Kevon she'eino ose malacha. Since he's not working, he's not going to get paid. V'ein sorech loma im haya ovel atzmo muskar derech arisus lemechtzo u'lishlish u'reviya pshita da'aser. certainly it's going to be usur because it's not time bound. When you work for a certain percentage of the field, so I'll work it after I finish my avelus. I can still produce the requisite produce and get my third or a quarter or a half. But when you're doing daily wages, so if the rush does not allow the avel himself to work, even when he's getting paid daily wages, kal v'chomer, says the Karban Nasanel, that if it's a arisus type of an arrangement, that of course we're not going to allow an avel to do any malacha. Umashikosav im yesh schir yom, this is the next entry, perush schir yom echad she'oved b'sdei chaveroi v'na'ase bal hasoda ovel. That's the way the Rosh always learns. The bal hasoda is the ovel and the schir yom is working. Afilu oved b'ir acheres, even if the owner's field is not in the city in which he's sitting shiva, but in another city. V'ein yodin sham shehu ovel. Nobody knows that he is an ovel. V'leka mishu marasayin. There is no marasayin that what? People will say, oh, the ovel asked him to work today. That's the marasayin according to the Rush. That the ovel asked him specifically today to work during his avelus. Lo ya'aseh hoil ubiyodo lachzor, since he has the right to drop out any time.
Who's he now? Now he's switched to the poel.
The poel. That's why he can do it. The poel chozer vafilu bechatzi hayom veleka pseida kulehai lo lebailim velo lepoel biyom echad. Neither the owner of the field nor the worker are going to suffer tremendous financial losses by the loss of income or productivity of one day. Umashma mizeh, im haya hapoel muhkar o muskar lechodesh ve'oved b'ir acheres, ya'achol lasos melacha keheicha d'lo yafsid. But if it's not a daily wage, but it's rather what? A monthly or something like that. So if he's going to stop working, what's going to happen? The guy's going to fire him. He'll lose the entire monthly wage. That's an enormous financial loss. Not the avel himself, according to the Rush. It's the worker on behalf of the avel. So if it's a long-term fine, if it's a longer deal than schir yom, when you don't have the right to just drop out and say goodbye, Charlie, under those circumstances, in order that he should not financially lose, we allow him to engage in doing malacha in another town where there's no marasayin during the avelus of the bal hasada, of the bal hasada. So in effect, there's the critical machloikis between Rashi and the Rush. Who are we focusing on these lines? Are we focusing on the ovel himself, who is the mas, the muskar, the muhkar, and so on and so on? Or is it the bal hasada whose interest we're interested in protecting? That's the Rush's opinion, because we would never, ever allow an ovel to engage in malacha. Rashi is obviously far more lenient and allows the ovel to engage in malacha under these circumstances. All right, we'll stop here.
What's the maskana next Monday?
Yeah, let's operate on the assumption that there will be an 8 o'clock minion.
According to the...